we're back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBNLive.com, listening to the Repair of the Breach broadcast. Again, I'm your host, the Repair of the Breach, Zachariah Daniel. If you'd like to reach us, got questions or comments, we normally would take your calls on this, on these issues. We will later on another issue completely, so let's keep our questions and comments to our guest subject matter on predatorial lending. But if you'd like to have questions or comments concerning the issues I've been bringing up today, you can email me at breachmender, B-R-E-A-C-H-M-E-N-D-E-R, at yahoo.com, breachmender at yahoo.com. And we'll be glad to send you some free literature or listen to your questions and comments and respond back to you and reply to your emails. But we're getting ready to kind of shift gears here shortly and bring on a special guest and also a potential sponsor of the broadcast here on the Repair of the Breach broadcast. We're going to bring our special guest, Donald Imes from Premier Mortgage Auditing, the founder of Premier Mortgage Auditing, Donald Imes. He's personally done work for me, so I can attest to his integrity, his honesty, and his expertise and professionalism. I mean, he knows the law or the legal system concerning predatorial lending. Let me kind of set this up a little bit. Did you know that there is a, in the legal system, the laws of TILA, the Truth in Lending Act, did you know that when you signed a mortgage contract, and did you know that you were to have the bank or an agent of the bank to sign everywhere where you signed on your mortgage agreement? Reflect back if you have this situation in your life. Do you remember them ever signing everywhere you signed? No, of course not. Did you get your mortgage documents 3 days in advance or your mortgage agreement 3 days in advance to review before you closed or sign on the day of closing? Because if these things have happened to you, these are title violations against the Truth in Lending Act that Congress passed in 95, that you have recourse and remedy if you use a premier mortgage auditor. And Donald Imes is definitely one I've used, and he's helped me, and I've had great recourse and success with his services. And I'm telling you firsthand, folks, that the word mortgage, the world is a deception. It's a matrix. We're in the world, but we're not to be of it. And did you know that the word mortgage alone, it's all in the words, folks, like we talked about many times, that mortgage was a French word, two words, mort and gage, which means death pledge. In the book of Deuteronomy, in Debarim, it says not to make a covenant with death. You have, because I set before you a curse or a blessing, life or death. And many of us don't know this when we sign these mortgage agreements, and I know I didn't, and many didn't know, for that matter, these things. And so in Isaiah, it says that we were sold for naught. And so when we found out that there was no real money, they took the gold away from us in 1933, and he who holds the gold must pay the bill, so to speak. There is no real debt because the fact of the matter is there's nothing to pay with. So how can you be in debt if there's nothing to pay with? And that, I know that sounds strange, but the truth is stranger than fiction. You see, it wasn't a creditor-debtor relationship between you and the mortgage company, my dear friend. It was a bailor-bailee relationship, not a creditor-debtor relationship. See, what they don't tell you is when you sign that mortgage agreement, they don't tell you that they set up a secret account and monetized the note by your signature on the quote-unquote mortgage contract, and they sold it, but they never signed it. And to have a real binding, lawful, legal contract, you have to have two parties' signature on there. So anyhow, we're going to be dealing with that. We're going to be having our special guest from Premier Mortgage Auditing, Donald Imes, on, and his number is 419-349-6793. Call him after the broadcast. Tell him the Repair of the Breach sent you, and you might even get a discount. We'll be back after the short break on RBN Live.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Zanzones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
On the Repair of the Breach broadcast. Again, I'm your host, Repair of the Breach, Zachariah Daniel, and we on RBNLive.com, and we're glad you've tuned in to the Repair of the Breach broadcast, and we're really looking forward to having many, many more broadcasts. And if you'd like to support RBNLive.com, support this broadcast in particular so that we can stay on this great, fine, second-to-none network, please support RBN Live and tell them the Repair of the Breach sent you, and that you want to contribute to this fine network and the cause. In fact, the gold and silver, the Republic Trading and all that group support that. Please, my friends out there, there is going to be an economic collapse soon. If we go to this so-called ruse of a war with Iran for whatever reason, the dollar is going to be collapsing even more. Gold, I've even heard, could even go 2 to 3 times more than what it is, even 4 times, and the dollar will be even crashing. So we support the network, the public trading, the gold, the silver, all that. And you get your fiat currency out of your possession as much as possible, as much as you can do. Obviously, it gets you what you got to get in the meantime, but in the end, it's going to be a real catastrophe to hold everything in fiat currency. But in the end, there's a lot of deception in the world, and hopefully in the end, it's not going to be personally too devastating to those who seek truth. And there's a promise to us that if we seek him, that our eyes would be open and devastation would be over for us personally, and the misery would go. And so many people today cannot make their quote-unquote mortgage payment, cannot do this. And we're not positing something for nothing here. the reality is that the mortgage agreement, the mortgage contract is a fraud. Bottom line, they never signed wherever you signed. You didn't know that. I didn't know that prior going in. They didn't fully disclose. They did not give you no lawful consideration. There's fraudulent concealment. There's fraud, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. 99% of the time, we're not saying everyone, but we're saying 99% of the time, generally, there is major HELA violations in every mortgage agreement that the banks have perpetrated. Truth in Lending Act, they violated RESPA and so forth. And without any further ado, we'll get an expert on there who knows more about it than myself. And we'll get the president of Premier Mortgage Auditing, Donald. I'm the special guest and also a potential sponsor of this broadcast here on RBN Live. We want to welcome Donald Imes to the broadcast. Welcome, Donald.
Thank you for having me.
And we're glad you're on here on RBN Live on the Repair of the Breach broadcast. And talk a little bit about how you yourself, I guess you told me you were one time a mortgage broker yourself. And tell the listeners how you begin to realize how the mortgage contracts are generally a fraud.
Well, I'm still a licensed mortgage broker in Ohio, although I do not write any loans. I've been in the business for 6.5 years, and you know, it is shocking to see how many people are taken advantage of in their mortgages. It's estimated to be over $9 billion a year are stripped from people and the equity in their home by predatory lending. If you go on the internet and put in predatory lending, you better have at least 3 to 4 weeks to read, because there is that much predatory lending going on. Unfortunately, there's a lot of unscrupulous people out there in banking and mortgage brokers that take advantage of people, and it's a huge problem.
Yeah, it's well said. We're visiting with Donald Imes, the president of Premier Mortgage Auditing, and he has done personal work for me, my friend out there listening today. So we're not just trying to just get some sponsor and have no knowledge of the product. This gentleman is a professional through and through. I mean, he has helped us understand this situation that we never even had a clue on prior to signing a quote-unquote mortgage agreement. And there's just so much fraud in the document. How many violations per document on average? I know it varies from case to case immensely, but on average, how many violations? I've heard 20 or 30 or so, at least Truth in Lending Act violations, RESPA laws, and so forth. How many on average would you say? Is that about right, Donald?
I'd probably say in the 30s.
In the 30s? Like you've audited mortgage agreements and seen the fraud. You did mine. There was a lot of violations. I know mine was at least 30 or more or so, some of the information that you sent me. You know, friend, if you think you've got no remedy or recourse and you feel like you've been weighted down, you do have remedy and recourse with the law that Congress passed in 1995 or 6, the Truth in Lending Act against predatorial lending. Again, this is not something for nothing. It is, the word mortgage means death pledge. You don't have to live under this curse of a death pledge anymore. You can't understand that they perpetrated the fraud. They set up a secret account, the so-called mortgage company or quote-unquote bank set up a secret account. They didn't fully disclose that. That's another violation that voids the contract. They didn't tell you that it wasn't a bailor-bailee relationship. They tried to perpetrate that it was a creditor-debtor relationship, another fraud. And, Donald, go ahead and take on cue what you think of those comments. I know you can speak a lot better than I on this issue.
Well, I want to go into what some of the major fraud is. One of the first is yield spread premium. If you look on your HUD settlement statement in Section 800 or Section 1300 where it says additional charges,
right,
you will typically see it says YSP, paid from the lender to the broker. Now, you have to understand, yield spread premium is legal as long as it's disclosed properly. There are some people that can't afford in a purchase or a refinance to pay for the closing cost. So the lender is supposed to tell you by law, you don't have the money for closing. There is another way to do this, and it's called yield spread premium. Here's the rate you're qualified for, but we have to upsell your rate And just for examples, you qualified for a 6% rate, but we have to upsell your rate to 7.2 to pay your closing cost. Here is the cost of this per month, per year, and over the term of the loan. HELA, Truth in Lending Act, says you must know the true and accurate cost of your loan. So yield spread premium is legal as long as it's disclosed properly. 99%, almost 100% of the time, it is not disclosed properly. What happens is the broker will call the lender and say, here's their debt to income, here's their credit score, and here's their loan to value. And the lender or the broker will say, I want 2 points or 3 points yield spread. That money is tacked onto the loan. They've upped your payment so the broker can be paid without you ever knowing it, which is a violation of Truth in Lending Act, knowing your accurate cost of the loan. And when you go into that, and unfortunately a lot of title companies or closing people, if you did happen to pick that out, because it's never in the column showing what the costs are, it's always over into the left column where the descriptions are, and you'll see YSP, lender paid the broker, and a number. But the number's far over to the left where you don't see it. And even if you did see it, and you ask the closing agent, what is this YSP? They're going to typically say, it has nothing to do with you. That's between the lender and the broker. Well, that's extremely dishonest because it has everything to do with you. Because what they've done is they've upsold your rate to get that money that you don't even know you're paying. And typically, when you put that money in the front of the loan, if you take out a loan for $100,000, typically you're going to pay $300,000 by the time you've paid off the loan. So if you put those fees in the front end, you're going to pay twice for them. If you put them in yield spread, you're going to pay anywhere from 10 to 25 times for that amount, which makes no sense. The thing is, they're not telling you about that because they can't tell you or show you where the benefit is in charging you that amount, so they sneak it out in yield spread. Another huge problem is being tabled. When a broker or a lender says, listen, here's the interest rate we're going to give you on the loan. Do not pay your bills because we're going to refinance that. Well, unfortunately, in America, instead of putting that money to the side, the people spend it, you go to the closing table, you find out that the rate you were quoted is not even close to what the rate you're at closing. And the problem is that you've already spent that money, so you cannot walk away from the closing, because if you do, those payments are going to show up as late on your credit report, take down your credit score, and a lot of times you will not be able to get a loan. So you have no other choice but then to sign on the dotted line, even at the higher interest rate. And the broker fully knew that when he signed you up. What they did is they signed you up for something that sounded good, fully knowing that they were going to take you to the closing at a totally different rate, totally different payment. And unfortunately, since you spent the money, you have no choice but then to go ahead and sign. These adjustable rate mortgages, when they tell you, listen, an adjustable rate mortgage, this is like a Band-Aid loan. It'll give you time to either straighten your credit up or get your loan to value at 80% or under. Because every time you go over 80% loan to value, you're going into a whole different rate. You're either going to pay a higher interest rate or you're going to pay private mortgage insurance.
Hold that thought, Don. We're getting ready to go to a break. That's supply and information. We're visiting with Donald Imes here on the Repair the Breach broadcast. Again, I'm your host, Zachariah Daniel. You got a mortgage, you got a house payment, you're getting ready to buy a house, you might want to listen to this information. It could help you and save you. You got remedy and recourse. We're visiting with Donald Imes here on the Repair the Breach broadcast. Be back in a moment.
The future of health and wellness is here and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
On the Repair the Breach broadcast, you're listening to RBNLive.com, also on shortwave 11.915 and 5.050. We're visiting with our special guest, the president of Premier Mortgage Auditing, Donald Imes, who's a professional mortgage auditor and currently still is a mortgage broker, but he had stated that he doesn't write mortgages anymore, and realizing the fraud that's been perpetrated, and he had given us some of the fraud detailed in the HUD, HUD 1 settlement statement. I know mine was violated as well. And those that are listening out there on the broadcast, and you think that, like I said, there's no recourse or remedy, there is. You can use black letter law, the laws that Congress passed, to get remedy. In fact, you need a professional mortgage auditor such as Donald Imes from Premier Mortgage Auditing to go over your mortgage contract or agreement and look it over. Because generally, when I looked at it, I couldn't see the fraud. I'm not a professional in this area, and generally, 99% of the times, you're not going to be able to spot it either. So that's why Donald Imes is a very important asset to, I believe, the people that have a mortgage, and generally that's a lot of people. Could be commercial, could be single residential, could be whatever. Donald, talk to our listeners out there. You know, tell them how you operate so that you'll be able to share with them your procedures and so forth of how you get the banks to come to the table and admit their fraud.
Well, first and foremost, this is not mortgage elimination or debt elimination. That stuff does not work. There are laws. There's RESPA, Real Estate Settlement and Procedures Act. There's TILA, Truth in Lending. There's HMDA, Homeownership Disclosure Act. HOPA, Homeownership Equity Protection Act, and state laws. Predatory lending is against the law. And there's so many people that are falling into this. And once again, it's stated to be over $9 billion a year. And I actually think that's on the low side. They also say that they prey on minorities and elderly. I'm going to have to disagree with that. I think they prey on anyone that doesn't understand the documentation.
Right.
And, I mean,
anyone available.
That is correct.
And unfortunately,
it's a widespread problem. But there are federal laws. There are state laws against this. And if you have been a victim of predatory lending, there is recourse. You have to go through the courts. You have to have an attorney. And you use the laws that they've put on the books to stop these predatory lenders.
Absolutely. In fact, I know your services are very, very reasonable. In fact, I'm just blown away of how, you know, you can operate at such a low budget and yet have so much success.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of business out there, and here's the thing. You don't have to like your lender, but if they've done a good loan and an honest loan, or if there's just a couple errors, you know, it's not worth moving forward with. Unfortunately, there's so much predatory lending out there that, you know, and I see it daily, and you look at this and you go, I think I've seen everything until the next one. I had an elderly couple that were charged $28,875 to do a mortgage savings program. A mortgage savings program is where you pay biweekly. Every other Friday, they deduct a half a payment. Over the course of the year, there's an extra 2 weeks. So essentially what you're doing is you're paying one extra payment a year, which would typically knock off anywhere from 4 to 7 years of your mortgage. Well, typically banks, there's some banks that will charge you $400 to do this, but to pay $28,875 and to get in this mortgage savings program, and strangely enough, they didn't have a program. They charged them $28,875 for nothing.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it amazing, though? The banks, they try to make you think that they're lending you money, and when in fact they didn't loan you anything. They used your signature and then monetized it, and then they want you to pay interest. They want you to pay all these issues that, bottom line, you were the one that the so-called, quote-unquote, borrower never received the loan to begin with and never actually received a loan from the bank, though the banks have perpetrated that it was a loan. In reality, we lent our signature to them. They monetized it, sold it, and then acted like they gave us the money, when in reality it was our signature line of credit that created the fund.
See, I agree with what you're saying, but we don't take those issues on. We don't take issues on the Federal Reserve. You know, the courts aren't going to change that system. I just don't see it. What we're doing is we're taking on the laws that Congress and your state legislators have put on to stop predatory lending. Those are the issues we take on. And being a pro se litigant typically doesn't work. You need an attorney that understands Truth in Lending, RESPA, and the rest of the laws and the state laws.
And
those are the issues we take on.
And you need a professional mortgage auditor like yourself. Donald Imes, number 419-349-6793. We'll be back after this short break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBM, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, rbnlive.com. Again, I'm your host, the repairer of the breach, Zachariah Daniel. And again, we're visiting with the president of Premier Mortgage Auditing, professional mortgage auditor, as well as a mortgage broker, Donald Imes. His number, again, is 419-349-6793. He's a potential sponsor of the Repair of the Breach broadcast. Also, his email is D as in Donald, I as in Ida, I as in Ida, AMS at Buckeye-Express.com. That's DIIAMS at Buckeye, BUCKEYE hyphen Express.com. That's his, that's Donald Imes' email. Again, his phone number is 419-349-6793, 419-349-6793. Again, Donald, we're glad you've joined the broadcast today as our special guest and potential sponsor. And if you tell Donald you need his services, you'll be getting a discount if you tell him the Repair of the Breach sent you. And I'm telling you, my friend, this is something you can utilize. You can save thousands and thousands of dollars by utilizing his lawful services that he uses: the black letter law, the RESPA law, the TILA law, the state legislature, legislator passed laws that in your state and so forth. And so this is not a mortgage elimination, not a Ponzi scheme. It's not something like just eliminate and get something for nothing. What we're trying to advise you folks in is that everyone has been perpetrated with this fraud in these mortgage agreements, and this is a remedy and recourse where you can save thousands and thousands and even get a free and clear title. Donald Williams, again, we're glad to have you. Why don't you express your thoughts on that matter?
Well, once again, the first thing is within 3 days of taking your application, you're supposed to get a good faith estimate.
Now, I didn't even get one personally. I can relate to that. Go ahead.
Well, a lot of people don't. And the reason for you to have a good faith estimate, and it is an estimate, the numbers can change. But if any number changes over $35 or if the interest rate changes within a quarter of 1%, by law, they're to redisclose all those costs or the interest rate going up. The intent of this is for you to know the full and truthful amount of your loan. So if you think it's too high, you can go shop around. But a lot of people do not give you the good faith because they do not want you to go shop around. As a matter of fact, they give it to you so you don't know the cost of the loan, which is a violation of truth in lending.
That violation alone is a title violation, correct?
That is correct. And the
it's a free and clear title because of that violation alone generally, right?
That is possible. That is correct. If there's one or two violations, and they're small violations, it's not worth moving forward with. But the key is, as far as a good faith estimate, as far as being tabled, as far as being, you know, having a yield spread premium, discount points are the same thing. When you have discount points, that's buying down your interest rate. You should have a sheet in your closing package that says, here's the rate that you qualified for, here's the rate that you bought it down to. Unfortunately, a lot of mortgage brokers put in an amount for discount points, but it's actually a fee. You haven't bought down your rate whatsoever. Prepayment penalties is where they hold you in the loan for 2 to 3 years because they've paid a yield spread premium, and they want to make sure they get back their money, and you're trapped into that loan for 2 to 3 years. And unfortunately, a lot of people, they put you in this calling it a Band-Aid loan, saying, well, hopefully you can get your credit score up or your loan to value, you know, your house will go up in value, when actually what they're truly saying is, well, in 2 to 3 years, I'm going to refinance you again. There's going to be no benefit for you, but I'm just going to get paid again, refinance you. Another thing you want to stay away from is the mandatory arbitration clause. If you have a loan that has a mandatory arbitration clause, you can tell them, I want that clause out, or I'm not signing the papers, I'm not doing this loan. Because if they violated the law, you don't want to go to arbitration, you want to go to the courts.
That's right, so you seek remedy and redress with black letter law in the court system. And many, though, if you send them your violation letter, I know you've written some real professional stuff for me, Exhibit A, Exhibit B, Exhibit C, sees how you proceed, and basically many times they don't want to go to court because they don't want the cat out of the bag of how much fraud they perpetrated. And you try to keep it out of the court system if possible, but with your violation letter. Why don't you tell our listeners, some might even have questions, 800-313-9443. Open it up here, 800-313-9443. If you got questions for a president of Premier Mortgage Auditing, Donald Iams, go ahead and speak to that, Donald.
Well, here's the thing. We want to resolve this as quickly and easily and as little expense to you as possible. But if the lender, after looking at the violation letter, because we pick out everything, we show them in exhibits, here's where you've cheated these people, or here's where the mortgage broker cheated these people, giving the bank an opportunity to make it right. Unfortunately, a lot of them don't want to do that, and it goes to court.
About half the time, though, sometimes they come to the table when you show your professional exhibits as you've done so well.
That is correct, because some lenders want to take care of it. Others do not. But once again, if you go into predatory lending on your internet, you're going to see that a lot of banks have been hit, and they've been hit hard for this. predatory lenders. I mean,
USA Today, USA Today, Ameriquest got hit for what, $326 billion or million dollars recently you sent me, I think?
Yes, $325 million. They settled with 49 state attorney generals because of predatory lending. And they've changed their name. Household changed their name because they had so many predatory lending lawsuits against them. These people need to be taken to task because that money should be going towards your family, putting food on the table, paying for education, paying for clothing, paying for your family, not giving it to someone that's cheating you out of money. And there is recourse for that, and that's the court system. There's laws against theirs. There's federal laws. There's state laws.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a huge problem. I mean, $9 billion a year is a lot of money that's being stripped from people. And I actually think that's a low number. And
maybe
there is something you can do about it.
What would be the first thing, you know, that you would advise them to do? I mean, obviously, they got a mortgage contract. They probably don't know how to read it, or they've schemed, you know, they skimmed through it, and they don't know where the fraud is, and that's pretty much where you come in.
Well, you can call us or email us and set up a time so we can talk to you over the phone and do a tabletop audit. There's no charge for that. What we want to do is go through your loan to see if there is yield spread, to see if you did get a good faith estimate, to see if the numbers changed. Did you get tabled? Was there discount points that were charged and you didn't get a discount? Did they do origination fees, broker fees, application fees? You're not allowed to take your fees and break them down into different categories to make it look like a smaller amount. TILA says truth in lending. You're supposed to know the true and accurate cost. So you're supposed to have one column, here's all of our charges, not breaking them down to make them look smaller. Is there the yield spread? Is there the discount points? A lender's credit is the same thing as a yield spread. The lender is up to your interest rate so they can help pay for your closing costs so the broker can keep his money instead of using it towards closing costs. I mean, there's all kinds of tricks they use, you know, to cheat you on your mortgage.
And so basically what you're doing is you're doing this kitchen table audit, so to speak, get your mortgage agreement on the table, you're on the phone with them, and then you're looking for the major violations that makes it so obvious that you can proceed further for recourse and remedy for potential clients.
Well, you're looking for major monetary damages because, I mean, in truth in lending, when you go through this, the violations can be worth from $200 to $2,000. But it does, for $200 to $2,000, it does not make that worth you go moving forward. So we look for the major violations, the yield spread, the good faith, the discount points, the lender's credits. So it is worth you moving forward with this. And
yep.
You know,
yeah,
the mortgage savings programs where you pay $20,000 to do something you could have done for yourself. In the laws, it states that if you're charged for something, there has to be value behind that charge. You just can't fill out an application and charge somebody $28,875 to fill out an application. That's a major violation.
Right. Absolutely. We're visiting with Donald Imes. He's the president of Premier Mortgage Auditing. He's also a licensed mortgage a broker, but he's realized the system is a fraud, and he's trying to give us a remedy and recourse through his expertise. And if you'd like to contact him, his number is 419-349-693. That's 419-349-6793. And what's your email, Donald? Give that out to the listeners.
The email address is D as in Donald, II. AMS, it looks like 11 a.m. with an S on the back, at buckeye-express.com.
So it's buckeye-express.com or a hyphen.
That is correct. And to do the tabletop audit, to make sure you have violations that is worth you moving forward, there's no charge for that.
It's friend.
We want to make
friend.
Sure there's something there.
dear friend, listen to this. He's giving you a free kitchen table audit. There's no charge for that to see if you do have violations to proceed further so you can get remedy and recourse, a potential free and clear title, as well as damages. Talk about the financial remedy and damages that they could be possibly looking at and getting, you know, recourse here.
Well, you can get your free and clear title. You can get actual damages and punitive damages. Punitive damages are there to tell the predatory lender, listen, we have to do something because you are a predatory lender. We have to do something. We have to punish you where you don't continue to do this because it is so prevalent. And once again, you know, go to a Google search and put predatory lending in, and you'll be shocked at how much predatory lending there actually is.
Absolutely. The numbers are mind-boggling and phenomenal. And in fact, the people today, a lot of times, like I said, they're hoodwinked, don't even realize, you know, that the fraud has been perpetrated against them. Call them the banksters, if you will, I guess.
Well, that and the mortgage brokers. And, you know, to be truthful, I think there are a lot of good people out there in this industry. But unfortunately, there's too many bad people out there that are taking advantage of people.
You're one of the few that are willing to blow the whistle. This is, I mean, and bottom line, and correct the error potentially for those that are interested in. And, well, we commend you for, you know, stepping out. I mean, it takes this is definitely another kind of whistleblowing, but yet bring in recourse and remedy and just give us the truth. That's all we want is just the truth, bottom line.
Well, there's laws out there. There's federal laws and there's state laws, and we work with the federal laws and the state laws.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to take them. You may have to take them to court and let a judge and jury punish them.
But the consumer protective laws that TILA or Congress passed is so favorable for the consumer. Many people are scared of the court system, but really, in reality, these courts are set up to protect the consumers, if I'm reading you correctly.
That is correct, and I believe the court system is doing that. Once again, go to predatory lending and look at all these lawsuits that have won against the banks and these predatory lenders.
Right. That's
it's
right.
It's out there. You have to do something about it.
If you'd like to talk to our guest, special guest Donald Iams, he's the president of Premier Mortgage Auditing, you can call us at 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. And talk with our special guest, Donald Iams, again, a professional mortgage auditor, as well as the president of Premier Mortgage Auditing, also a professional mortgage broker license. What state was that? You said Ohio, I believe?
Yes, and we've even taken this further. My other company is Mortgage Finance Educational Systems. Mm-hmm. We're starting next month to go around the country and do seminars on predatory lending, because we'd rather be active instead of proactive and teach people about mortgages so you don't become a victim of predatory lending. You know, give these seminars so we can teach you everything that's in the mortgage so you understand everything so you're not cheated. So you understand this before you go into a mortgage. You understand what all the terms are, where they can charge you, what's legal, what's not legal, and you can pick this out so you don't become a victim of predatory lending.
Like myself, this is the first time I ever bought a house personally. I had no clue of any of this information that you have espoused. I had to do a crash course afterwards. I didn't know all the violations until you pointed them out, and then we've made progress pursuing remedy and recourse by your services. Again, we're visiting with Donald Iams, the president of Premier Mortgage Auditing, also a professional mortgage broker in the state of Ohio, and he is using the law that Congress passed, as well as states and federal laws, and as black letter law. This is not a mortgage elimination scheme, as many are out there on the net trying to sell. This is something that is legitimate, it's legal, it's lawful. And my dear friend, if you would like to have remedy and recourse, please contact Donald Iams at 419-349-6793. If you have questions or comments, again, we've thrown it open for calls here on rbnlive.com on the Repair of the Breach broadcast. Call in at 800-313-9443. 313-9443. It's 800 313-9443. Just got a few more minutes here before the close of the broadcast here on the repair of the breach broadcast. And Donald, maybe you could share a little bit on that kitchen table audit. You had mentioned that you look for the major obvious financial remedy for the quote-unquote borrower or homeowner. You look for what again specifically?
Well, we look for the yield spread premium, which is typically in Section 800. When you go through Section 800 on your HUD settlement statement, it's called the HUD 1 settlement statement. You'll see over to the left where the description of what you're being charged for is there, and it's typically around line 814. You'll see YSP, paid by the lender to the broker. Well, that's money that they're being paid that you have no idea that they've raised your interest rate to get that, and you have no idea that they're even being paid that. Discount points. Discount points is where you're buying your interest rate down. Unfortunately, not a lot of brokers are putting their charges and their fees into discount points, and you're not buying anything down.
Well, hold that thought. We're visiting with Donald Iams of Premier Mortgage Auditing, 419-349-6793. Give him a call here. We'll be back after this short break.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
And we're back here on the Repair of the Breach broadcast here on RBNLive.com. Again, I'm your host, the Repair of the Breach, Zachariah Daniel. We're visiting with Donald Iams. He's the president of Premier Mortgage Auditing. Has there been a breach in your mortgage agreement between you and the bank? Well, generally not you, but the bank has been the one perpetrating the breach here of contract. And so, therefore, Donald Iams is here to blow the whistle, give you remedy and recourse with the law on your side that he uses, black letter law, TILA law, RESPA law, the Truth in Lending Act. So, Donald, here we have just a few more minutes here. Maybe you can tell our listeners a little bit when they call in, obviously, to you, what to expect from your services.
Well, when you call in, we'd like you to have your mortgage documents available. Everything from the good faith to the HUD-1 settlement statement. And once again, we're more than happy to go through this with you at no charge to make sure you have major violations. And I'm going to go further. It's not breach. It's outright fraud. And the government is extremely serious about this. And so are the courts.
Right.
And once again, you can go to predatory lending on a Google search or any kind of search. And you almost need a month to sit down there and to read these articles because there's so much predatory lending going on. And the government wants to stop this. They want your money in your hands, spendable in the economy, instead of in crooked mortgage brokers and bankers' hands.
That's well said. Donald Imes with us here on Repair the Breach broadcast. You can get a hold of him by contacting him by phone. Area code 419-349-6793. It's area code 419-349-6793. Contact him. Tell him to repair the breach here on RBN Line. I'll send you even receive a discount. In fact, the first time you speak with him, have all your documents and mortgage contract in front of you on the table. Call him up, and he'll give you a free kitchen table audit to see if those major violations have occurred, which 99.9% have usually. And, of course, we'll leave it out for a few that maybe haven't had that happen. But Donald, speak to our listeners here in the next couple minutes here a little bit about your I know he's been professional, folks. Personally, I've used him. You know, he's done a fine job, always serviceable, customer service, bar none, impeccable, and just always there to hear your situation. And we appreciate, Donald, you helping me personally as well as helping our listeners out there.
Well, thank you. And once again, you know, the government and the court systems take predatory lending extremely seriously. They want your money in your hands instead of people defrauding you out of it and taking it away from you. And that's why those laws are there, to ensure that doesn't happen. And if it doesn't happen, the court systems are there to do something about it, to get you out of that predatory loan and to make sure the predatory lender is punished. So, I mean, the laws are there. You have to do something about it, though.
And you won't know until you look it over and have a telephone call and conversation with Donald Imes. He's a premier mortgage auditing specialist, a professional, also a mortgage broker with the state of Ohio, so he knows in what he's speaking about. It's outright fraud, folks. You can either correct it with the law or you can let it just continue to go on. But we want to see people, you know, get remedy and recourse, and the law's on your side, folks.
Well, when you have a couple minutes, get out your HUD-1 settlement statement, go to Section 800 or 1300, and see if there's a YSP, yield spread premium, paid by the lender to the broker.
And we visited with Donald Imes. Again, his number, 419-349-6793. Tell him the Repair of the Breach broadcast has sent you. May Yahweh bless you. Till next week. Same time, same place on RBNLive.com. I'm the Repair of the Breach, Zach Daniel. Shalom, and y'all bless.
What do you know about the FTAA? The proposed free trade area of the Americas. Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.